Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we want to know, what restaurant has the best fountain soda? Okay, this is important, people. This is very important. And I know that we talked about this once years and years ago on the show, but TikTok, doggone it, they have resurrected this debate. People are going crazy for it. Okay, and what fast food place are they saying has the best fountain drink?
They said McDonald's, but specifically Coke.
Coke products at McDonald's.
Coke. Yeah.
And Katie, you kind of agree with this, correct?
I mean, Diet Coke, but yeah.
All right. And there's a conspiracy theory that exists because we asked people to text into 909-1065. If you disagree with the McDonald's being the leading one, call right now or text in. And many people have texted in McDonald's as well, but not everybody. And apparently there is a conspiracy. We have somebody who wants anonymity. So
what a funny thing to want to stay secret about.
Michelle, good morning.
Oh.
What is the conspiracy theory? What do you think it is?
They have a secret recipe. They put their syrup in the freezer first, so it's sitting in the cold, so it's chilled.
How do you know this? Did you used to work there, or did you read this on Reddit?
I read it, but it wasn't Reddit.
I'm not sure how. Now, we actually have, some might call, an expert.
Not some. He is an expert.
Okay.
We have Coach Brad, who owns a Chick-fil-A. Which Chick-fil-A do you own?
We're located at 2354 Sunrise Boulevard, baby.
Okay. Right off of 50, right?
Yes, right off of 50.
Now, I feel like Chick-fil-A has given themselves an unfair advantage.
Why is that?
Pebble ice.
Yes, their ice is amazing.
Okay, now that does make a difference.
It makes a difference.
Coach, I'm sure that you would say that your Chick-fil-A and Chick-fil-A's everywhere have the best fountain soda. I'm sure you would say that.
Hands down.
Right. But you have expertise. You are a former chemist.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, so is there a secret to making the best fountain soda?
I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Maybe there is a conspiracy.
Okay, so maybe I'll ask you this. Does your restaurant or do all Chick-fil-A's do something different than your competitors?
No, there is no difference.
Okay.
We all get from the same vendors, all honesty.
You didn't have headphones on. The person that just called in said that she read on the internet that McDonald's puts their syrup in the freezer first before they hook it up. Do you think that there's any truth to that?
Interesting. I can't say whether I know for a fact one way or the other.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. Or what would that, from a chemistry standpoint, what would that even do?
I could see where on a chemistry side that could possibly concentrate the product.
Okay.
Guys, do we really think that McDonald's is doing that? Honestly.
No, because here at the end of the day, a fountain soda is not bringing you to an establishment.
That is not true. We know somebody, Coach, strap in. We know somebody that we have worked with for 15 years that every single morning she goes to Chick-fil-A and she gets a Diet Coke.
Really?
Yes.
I love that person.
Text messages coming in. A lot of McDonald's people, but that's not it. Some people say, no, the best soda, fountain soda, is still found at Wendy's with Dave's Cream Soda. In-N-Out still has 7-Up, and 7-Up is the best.
Okay.
But I will say this. My wife craves, there's a Mexican restaurant called Jalisco's. They have a couple of locations, okay? But my wife only wants the Diet Coke from there sometimes.
What if it's like wine and it's a food pairing thing? What if some people...
I have this theory with Taco Bell and Pepsi. Go ahead, say it.
What if the fountain drink tastes better sometimes because of the food you're eating it with?
I think, personally, what do you have, Coke or Pepsi products at Chick-fil-A?
Coke, God by far bless the better.
God, because Pepsi... However, Pepsi pairs well, in my opinion, only with Taco Bell because it has a slight sourness to it where Coke doesn't. It's more sweet. But for some reason, when I'm eating a soft taco from Taco Bell, I only want a Pepsi to wash it down with, and that is the only time I ever want Pepsi.
You don't think that's because you've just committed to giving up?
It's the wake-up call. There's a celebrity out there who wants us all to call her by a different name. All right? And this happens sometimes. And sometimes it works. Like, I still can't believe that people referred to Prince as the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was literally, like, Kanye-level dumb.
Yeah, you're right.
And listen, we all love Prince. And then the second Prince died, everybody's like, so we're going to go back to calling him Prince, right? Like, nobody's like, man, you know who I miss? The artist formerly known as... No one says
that. Because that makes him sound dead.
This one, though, is another beloved actress. She's a mega star, guys. 2 Oscars under her belt. And as far as I know, America's sweetheart. I don't know anybody
who that's true.
Has strong negative opinions about her. Who is it?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone doesn't want to be Emma Stone anymore.
Now, I want to be clear. When there is a celebrity or an artist or somebody who makes the decision, which is a huge decision, to transition, we respect that. We will not dead name them. Whoever you are moving forward in your life, we respect that. Elliot Page, we will call him Elliot Page.
And listen, that is difficult for me. And I'm going to tell you why. It has nothing to do with you know, I am very supportive of the trans community.
Yes, you are.
I used to have a big crush on Ellen Page.
You could still have a crush on Ellen Page.
I don't know. If we have to use the term dead name, then Ellen Page, I can't have a crush on her anymore.
You can't enjoy Ellen Page's movies knowing that Elliot Page is someone else?
Oh, I can enjoy them.
Okay.
But I can't think she's, like, adorably cute like I did in Juno anymore, because that's not Ellen Page. That's okay. Elliot Page, and that's how I refer to him from now on, because that's what he wants.
Right.
Caitlyn Jenner, another one.
Sure. We never refer to her as her dead name.
I hardly remember her old
same,
name.
Same. Yeah. Okay, here's the situation. This is different. Emma Stone wants to be called Emily Stone.
Why?
Because that is her real name. And when she was signing up for the Screen Actors Guild, there was already an Emily Stone. Now, granted, she was very young. Emma Stone was very young at the time. And she thought, well, there can't be 2 Emily Stones. So she went with Emma Stone. Well, people have been calling her Emma. And it's driving her nuts now. She wants to, because half the people in her life that have known her forever do call her Emily. Here's where we have a problem with this. This is of your own making.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also chose a name too close to your real name.
That's also true.
So it's going to be tough for me to go to Emily when I've been calling you Emma because Emma is so close to Emily.
I'm going
to
say this to Emma Stone. It's too late.
Okay. And maybe the reasons aren't good enough for me.
And the reasons aren't good enough. Yep. And here's why Katie and I can relate to this. Radio is very similar to this.
It is.
Because when you first get into radio, they try to say, what do you want to go by?
Yep.
And it is a conversation that literally happens in like 10 seconds. You're put on the spot. And this is how it goes for most people in radio. And you just go, oh my God. And you might be just like the night show's like stunt boy at the beginning of your career. And they go like, oh my God, what do you want to go by? And you panic and just say booger.
Right.
And now you're booger for 25 years.
Yes.
You could be a grown-ass man that goes to church every Sunday and raises children in the Boy Scouts, and they're still called booger because you made a decision when you were 19 years old, and that was it. So Emma Stone, sorry, you're just booger.
We know somebody whose real name is, or who went by, I don't want to out him. Let's say he went by Steven on the air. Okay. Right. And which is like a normal name, right?
Right.
But his real name is David.
Right.
But there was already somebody on the station named David. So he just went with Steven, and I can't remember why. Maybe
that was literally the only reason.
Right.
And then he added an initial at the end of it, though, and it had some kind of thing with his mom.
We don't care,
and we never called him anything but that.
And now he has to be Steven on the air forever.
Right.
Even though his real name is a real name.
And the first time we met his wife, and she's like, oh, yeah, David loves working with you. And we go, who the hell is David? Yeah. Sorry. Emma Stone, you are David. You are Booger. Yeah. You're just Booger from now on. Okay?
Thank God we just went with Gavin and Katie.
Man.
Not our real names.
Which is Booger.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
So what? So what if she lost the other day?
Gavin.
And the jackpot got reset? Ain't no thing on Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing. And she's not scared of you either, Monica.
Good morning.
Congratulations, you're caller 17. And if you came here thinking you were going to intimidate Katie, think again. She is unrattled, all right? But
okay,
the jackpot is reset back to $20. But win or lose, though, we have a pair of tickets for you to see the movie If, which is about imaginary friends. It looks adorable. It's a family-friendly film starring Ryan Reynolds, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, here we go. It's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, too, by the way. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Very delicious farm-to-fork organic food. Question one. Disney has released the teaser trailer for the live-action prequel to The Lion King called Mufasa. Text Lion, L-I-O-N, if you would like to see it. Text it to 909-1065. It shows how Mufasa rose to power, and it actually looks pretty good. Familiar faces show up in it, including Rafiki and Zazu. What kind of animals are Rafiki and Zazu?
A bird.
Is that your answer for both of them?
And a hyena.
Okay.
A monkey. Bird and a monkey.
All righty. Question two. Governor Kristi Noem is one of the top choices, if not the top choice, to be Donald Trump's running mate, but that might have changed after this weekend. Her book dropped, and people on both sides were shocked and disgusted when she wrote in it that she shot and killed her puppy just because she didn't like it. It's a wild passage to read. What state is she the governor of? Is it South Dakota, North Dakota, or Idaho?
South Dakota.
Question three. Ellen DeGeneres is getting back out there on a comedy tour right now. Her very first performance is already causing controversy, as she is blaming us for getting canceled and said that she was kicked out of show business in her bitter comedy show. Ellen voiced what cartoon character in 2 films? Three seconds. Question four. The protests over the Gaza war on college campuses is growing in size and are starting to get more volatile, as colleges are asking the police to clear some of the protests, which is their right to do. Over 275 arrests were made nationally over the weekend, with 72 of them just at Arizona State alone. What's Arizona State's mascot?
The Sun Devil.
And question five, the Zendaya movie Challengers was number one at the box office over the weekend. It's a rom-com about competitive tennis players. I have a review for it. If you want to see it, you can text the word movie to 909-1065. The movie made only $15 million, and it still has to make up how much more to break even with its $55 million budget?
So it was a $55 million budget, and it made $15 million, is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Okay, it is. Hold on. It needs to make up $50 million.
Okay. Kevin, please get Katie and Monica. What is it that you do for a living?
I work for the state, and no, I do not know. Katie says it.
What did she say?
She works for the state, and no, she does not know your husband, Mike.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure I work for a different department altogether.
Okay. Listen, ever since everybody started working from home,
it's harder to know Mike.
Relationships get fractured.
You don't get to see him on the light rail as much, I understand.
All right, Monica, you are on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one, Disney released the teaser trailer for the live-action prequel to The Lion King called Mufasa. You can text LION to 909-1065 if you want to see it. It shows how Mufasa rose to power. I actually think it looks pretty good. Kevin's got some issues with it.
Was he not born into the throne much like Simba?
He was not. No, he was not. He took it. And what was your issue with it?
Things in it didn't make sense. I think I saw Timon and Pumbaa, but the times don't match.
We also were like, hold on a second. Mufasa lived through all of that and then died in a stampede? Anyway, familiar faces do show up in the trailer, including Rafiki and Zazu. What kind of animals are Rafiki and Zazu?
Like a baboon and a toucan?
You didn't have to be so specific.
Okay.
You're wrong on both of those, by the way.
Oh.
He's a mandrill, not a baboon. Common mistake. Everybody thinks he's a baboon. And I forget what the bird is. Not toucan, but I forget what it is. Okay. But yeah, monkey and bird. Question two. Governor Kristi Noem. Did you see this story over the weekend?
About the dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kristi Noem, one of the top choices, if not the top choice, probably for Donald Trump's running mate. Although he's probably rethinking that after the weekend. In her book, like you saw, she talks about how she shot and killed her puppy because she didn't like it. Shot it in a gravel pit because it was a nuisance.
Well, she didn't say it was a nuisance. She said that it was a trained assassin, quote unquote, and it ruined a hunt trip that they were on and then attacked the neighbor's chickens. And it's like, I think that's on you, girl.
Yeah, she doubled down on it, too. And she was just like, listen, leaders have to make tough decisions. That's not a decision I want.
I think
the
tough decision is take it to PetSmart and get it trained.
Right. You train your dog.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, what state is she the governor of? Is it South Dakota, North Dakota, or Idaho?
South Dakota.
Yeah. South Dakota.
She's pretty, though.
I guess so. Not inside. Question three. Ellen DeGeneres, she's back out there doing a comedy tour.
Wow.
And the very first show already causing controversy.
Good.
Because in the show, she literally says that it's our fault that she got canceled.
Oh, not because she is a monstrous person to people?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then she also said that she got kicked out of show business, which I always think is hysterical when somebody gets... Say there, I got kicked out of show business while literally doing show business.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sorry I did that to you, Ellen.
Ellen voiced what cartoon character in two films?
Dory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dory. Question four. The protests over the Gaza war on college campuses are growing in size and they are becoming more problematic. Colleges are asking the police to clear them out in some cases, which is their right to do, by the way. You don't have freedom to do that on private property,
no,
and a college is private property. Over 275 arrests were made nationally over the weekend. 72 of them alone were at Arizona State. What is Arizona State's mascot?
A Trojan.
Good thing of USC, I think. Arizona State are the Sun Devils.
Oh. I think I didn't know that.
Question five. Man, you really do hate the sun. Question five. The Zendaya movie Challengers was number one at the box office over the weekend, but it didn't do very well. It only made $15 million. So how much more does it need to make to break even with its $55 million budget?
Okay, I got it. I got it. She said, $40
million. That is correct.
That was fast.
That was fast. Some would say too fast. Monica, are you there?
Yeah, I thought you said 65, not 55. But okay.
Well, you could have asked me to repeat it and be
she
clear.
She didn't think she needed to. She thought she heard.
Well, I know.
I can't control
it's my
that.
Fault.
I know. All right, it's fine.
My fault.
It's fine, Monica. I said it's fine. We'll blame it on Mike. All right.
Okay, perfect.
Final score, you got 3. Katie got 4. Katie Ooh. Wins.
Back on the board.
We add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. We listen, mighty redwoods grow from tiny seeds. So who knows where this jackpot's going. But, Monica, we're going to get you a pair of tickets to go see the movie If. Okay?
Fantastic.
It's all right. It is fantastic. It looks very, very, very good. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. And wait. Hold on a second.
Yeah, what is it? What we is forgot it? To say something.
Right. Oh, my God. Monica, what do you have to tell us?
Today, I am not as smart as Katie.
There we
go. But you had fun.
Man, now I just feel so much better hearing that.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call. And now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have to tell you a really quick story. I took Fozzie, my corgi, the puppy, to my son's football game over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big deal. This was a big deal because we had to wait 2 weeks past his parvo shot for him to really, you know, kind of leave the house, venture out into the world. And now that he has gotten tastes of the outside world, and my, oh my, is he obsessed with it. And this was the first time I brought him to a game. My son plays flag football. And I think I bit off more than I could chew. And I'll tell you why. Because he had a double game and he had an hour practice before. So it was just me and the dog for 3 hours alone.
Oh my.
I discovered, well, one thing, he needs something to chew on. That's it. He got very, very bored. And two, the other thing was, he's a celebrity.
I mean, a little boy like that, yeah.
He is a celebrity. He is more recognizable than I am. So many people came up to us and they said, that's Fozzie. Or if they didn't know that's Fozzie, they recognized
that he's
me because of him. I'm just saying, guys.
Are you sure they didn't come up because he was a cute corgi?
Right. Thank you.
Some people did. Some people came up to me as fans of our show because they recognize, they say,
Kevin, you're so,
I'm not kidding.
High. Okay, so in this scenario,
he's a famous dog, guys.
They recognized
the
dog. Your dog
mm-hmm.
because of his Instagram. They did not recognize you.
I'm not saying because of his Instagram. We don't know how they recognized him. Probably his Instagram, but possibly my Instagram or something like that. But I'm just saying, he got more like, than I did.
He's going to get that anyway.
Because he's a puppy. I know. I was able to tell the difference between who's just there for the puppy and who's there because he's a wake-up call puppy.
Okay, you don't think that this gives people an opportunity to come up to you who maybe they have recognized, but they didn't want to, like, because there are some people.
I thought about this, too.
We've said it 1,000 times. We genuinely love meeting you guys. Please always say hi. But that being said, some people go like, still like, well, you're with your family. I don't want to, but if you have a puppy.
It's the great open door.
Right. So
that's, I thought about that too. You should have thought about that
every time.
I'm just saying.
You're saying what? What is it that you're saying?
I'm just saying that Fozzie, he is a crowd pleaser.
Yeah,
we need to.
He's a corgi puppy.
I've learned something.
This is going to be hard to hear. Okay.
What?
They all are.
Let's lean into this then. Let's have Fozzie come to all of our events. You know how we put signage up by the roads whenever we're like somebody, we're going to hang out somewhere or something like that? Let's forget about the signage and just put Fozzie on the corner.
Okay, Why didn't we do this with either of our dogs?
Right.
I
don't want Fozzie to be bigger than me. I'm sorry.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either, actually.
Period.
My dog Oscar, he's a hideous beast.
He's past his prime.
He never had a prime. Okay?
Oh my God, that's so mean.
Listen, he's a rough breed.
Yeah.
He's a pug shih tzu. It doesn't translate as cute as you think it's gonna.
He's very loving, though.
He's so loving.
Sweetest dog.
But Leo.
Bring him.
Okay.
Let's do a Leo Fozzie. We're unstoppable.
Ew.
Well, that's true.
Because Leo looks like a Disney prince.
He does. He looks like if Prince Eric was a dog.
What about
my dog? Didn't you lose your dogs?
I did, but I could rent them for a day.
Okay. All right.
For those that don't know, his mom moved out and took his dogs with her.
But I like to say he lost them to the state because she's a state worker.
That's so mean.
Which one of your dogs do you like more now?
Oreo doesn't do well with people.
Oh, okay.
So I have to
But didn't Snickers get really fat?
Really fat now. Ever since he moved in with my mom. Ooh,
last girl, I saw.
You haven't seen him in so long, though. You always said he was fat.
He showed me a picture or something, though, and he looked like he's turned into Captain Table Scrap or something like that.
No.
Yeah. So I don't know. But okay. Well, get him on some sort of regimen. Okay. Groom him up a bit. Make him match Fozzie and Leo status.
Oh, I don't think he can.
And we're going to lean into this.
Okay. Let's get legal involved.
No.
For why? Why?
What if your dog bites somebody?
My dog will not bite.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh?
We got to wait till Fozzie's past puppy teeth.
Right, because you had a big gash on your nose at one point.
Yeah, because Fozzie's got those puppy teeth, and he is starting to lose them, but he's not losing the dangerous ones. He's losing all the teeny tiny ones, which is hysterical, because those are big now, and he just looks like he has buck teeth all the time. But regardless... Okay, we'll wait until we get that.
Leo, no problem.
He's ready. I'm just saying, coming soon, look for the most attractive dogs full of Riz. Full of Riz.
Yes.
And this is going to take us to number one. Mm.
Finally. Man, you took a long time to get us to number one.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So medical bills are out of control. Going to the hospital is going to cost you money that you'll be paying off for years. It's unfortunate, but that's the country we live in. So I am calling somebody who works for a large medical group in the area to tell them I can't afford ambulance pickups anymore. Please put me on the do not pick me up list. And that conversation does not go very well.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, this is Annie speaking.
Hi, I don't know if I'm talking to the right person or not, but I need a request for them to put me
what
on.
What can I?
Well, you're not. When do I
what
get
can
to
I help
say
you
it? Can I say it?
Sure.
Okay. I need to be put on the do not pick up list.
I'm sorry, what?
I want to be on the list of people that ambulances don't pick up.
We don't actually have a list of any kind.
You don't have a list started for that yet?
No, there's
no. Okay, well, put me at the top then, number one.
Sir, I was like I said, there is no such list, so I can't put you on anything.
Well, no, so that's what I'm saying. So let's make the list now.
Oh well,
I don't have insurance anymore, so I can't afford an ambulance. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm incapacitated and if I pass out again and they send an ambulance, I'm going to be broke for the rest of my life. I'm already broke probably for the next 10 years, but then I'll really be broke if this happens again. So just let's make a list, okay? Get a pen and write the do not pick up. It's kind of like a do not fly list on airplanes, okay? Except I didn't do anything wrong except be broke, which I guess is, you know, that's, I guess that's kind of a crime.
Sir, perhaps you can write a letter into customer service, but what? We currently do not have a list.
I know. I heard you say that. Let me tell you what happened. I went to the movies, and when I was at the movies, I had a kidney stone attack. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about when I say kidney stones?
Yes.
Well, it hurt so bad I passed out. And nobody knew what to do, so these idiots called 911. But I wake up in the emergency room, and I don't know where I am. I'm looking around in a panic. People are trying to calm me down. Meanwhile, I've got a tube inside of my pee-pee. You want to wake up to that?
Sir, I'm sorry, but I can't help you with this.
You can't. No, you can. That's what I'm saying. I know you...
Because I don't have a list for that, so I'm telling you.
But we're gonna make a list now. We're gonna make a list. Okay. I'm not saying that I want you to help me with the tube that's in my. Listen.
Patient on the phone. Okay. Thank you.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Are you still there?
Yes.
Good. I'm not saying I need you to help me with the tube. What I need you to help me with is just to make sure that nobody picks me up. Okay. Like, I'll take an Uber. I'll wear a sign around my neck that says, like, don't call an ambulance, call an Uber. And that'll be on me. That's me. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Then you do that, and then everything will be all right.
Okay. Are you going to write my name down?
Yes. Sure. I will write your name down.
Well, I never gave you my name. Aha! I got you. So, okay. Write Raul Labrador.
Okay. All right, thank you, Raul.
Did you write it down? I swear to God, if an ambulance comes and gets me, I'm going to be so mad.
Okay, goodbye now.
Okay, wait, one more thing before you get going. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and this has been a prank phone call called a phone scam.
Oh, you're so annoying. I'm going to throw the phone across the room right now.
I'm so sorry that I did this to you. It was the idea of your sister.
Oh, my. I'm going to kill her. Seriously, at work? Really?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is a true story that has gone viral, and it is about the arrest of, I'm guessing he is an unhoused person, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. But what this guy did and what he was arrested for, you 100% have his back. And not only do you have his back, you're saying that this is genius. It's resourceful.
I think it's impressive.
What happened?
It was Santa Monica, California.
Okay.
A gentleman was grilling meat.
Mm-hmm.
Using a shopping cart. Now, here's what he did. He basically made the shopping cart into a barbecue.
How?
He put wood in there.
Like, turned it over?
No. Use it as the basket.
Oh.
Put wood in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Then he had found a sword in his travels.
A sword?
Yes. He used the sword.
This sounds like how King Arthur became king.
He used the sword as a meat skewer.
Okay.
And he shoved meat onto it.
All right.
And he lit the wood in the shopping cart. And then he would occasionally splash Bud Light on it to keep fueling the flames. And that is how he was preparing his dinner.
You're right.
And to that I say, you know what? Use what you got.
Right.
Use what you got.
What was he charged with?
Okay. If this isn't, we're just searching for stuff now. Shoplifting.
Shoplifting. Oh, the cart?
Or I guess not shoplifting. Theft.
Because he stole the shopping cart.
Well, who knows that he even stole it? Maybe he found it. And then reckless burning and resisting arrest.
The resisting arrest I can understand.
Sure, don't do that.
I got meat on. Right.
I gotta flip it over.
Right.
It's saying it is unlikely that he will be charged with any kind of weapons crime because of the sword.
Reckless burning. Interesting. Actually sounds very not reckless.
No, it seems very contained.
What's the difference between burning wood in a shopping cart and burning it in a fire pit? What's the difference?
I think one is more designed to contain the fire, but
we don't know anything don't about know the design of a shopping cart.
You're right.
But regardless, though, this is a really good idea.
Like, how is this not Bear Grylls? How is the
Grylls? I get it.
Ah. How is this not just what is it? A survivalist?
Yeah, urban survivalist.
Gavin.
That's what I think. That's a thing. I think that's something.
National Geographic Channel, call us. We've got some ideas for you.
I'm going to give you a compliment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This also seems like something you would come up with.
What?
If you were to ever find yourself in a position
mm-hmm.
where you were unhoused
yep.
or just wanted to be an urban survivalist,
I would.
You'd come up with something like this.
I absolutely would.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, I would definitely be able to. And I'm not saying I could do it long term.
Right. No.
But if I had to just for a couple days, I definitely think that I could set up some kind of impressive setup.
I still can't figure out what the problem is with this.
Okay. On the surface, should we probably be making fires in shopping carts? I guess probably not.
Why? Because it's on wheels?
Maybe.
What if this was at the beach? What if he wheeled it onto the sand?
Listen, if that's the case, I say let him be.
So totally agree.
If he's being safe about it. Now, if he rolled it over a pile of trash that had been soaking right. in gasoline.
Yeah.
And then he started his barbecue. Okay.
That's a bad idea.
Bad idea.
And it's not going to make your meat taste good.
No.
By the way, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
How California of this guy that he's like, I'm unhoused. I don't have money for a Traeger or even a Weber.
Right.
But you know what? I'm still going to go to Whole Foods and I'm going to get some meat. And just picture him like walking through the grocery store and people are like, oh my God. But then he shows
up. Well, at Whole Foods, I would imagine he might fit right in.
No, he probably
does.
Very
crunchy.
And then he just walks right up to the butcher and just goes, excuse me, sir. is that prime rib aged? How aged is it? Never mind. How marbled is the fat in your filet mignon? I love that. I think that's great.
And I bet the Bud Light gave it a little bit of flavor. They have beer chicken, don't they?
They absolutely do.
Right.
It's tang.
Right.
The Bud Light's got a sour taste to it. It's going to be a little, because he can't afford a rub.
Okay, so on the list of things that are technically illegal, but we don't think you should be arrested for them, we would like to add this. We really should keep a list of this.
We should.
Because there are quite a few things on it that we have said, I'm not saying that breaking the law is a good thing, but.
But.
Okay.
These are crimes that shouldn't be crimes.
Okay, I'm going to start a spreadsheet.
Do that.
Okay.
But I am going to keep that the man shouldn't have had a sword.
Gavin, it's a cooking utensil. What if he had a knife and he was cutting his meat with it? You'd be fine with that.
That's a good point.
So let him live.
All right. Sir, I'm sure you're a knight. Enjoy your meat grilled on a shopping cart. Coming up on KUDL, KUDL HD1 Sacramento, we've got Are You Smarter Than Katie? Sure, she lost and it reset the jackpot down to $20, but we have a prize for you, win or lose, as part of it as well. That's at 7:10, and I'll tell you, Ellen is getting back out there, and she's raising eyebrows all over again. Disney released a teaser trailer for a prequel to one of their best films, and Zendaya is winning and losing at the same time. Find out how at 7:10.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Ooh, 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 ooh. We've got tickets to go see Imagine Dragons when they come to the Toyota Amphitheater in early October. And we are going to do it by playing the classic Wake Up Call game, Talktionary. We haven't played this in a while. Katie, tell everybody where the idea for Talktionary came from.
The idea came when my brothers and I were on a road trip and we had Pictionary, but we didn't have any paper or pens. So we just started describing the words on the cards to each other and it stuck.
And we are playing with caller 17, who is Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
All righty. So you heard where the game came from, and here's how we are going to play it with you today. Three rounds. Each card has five words on it. Each word is going to be worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win, and we're going to give you 30 seconds per round. The strategy comes into play where you get to pick who you want to play with in what order, okay? Me, Kevin, or Katie. You have to play with all three of us, but listen, maybe you want to get the most points right away, or maybe you want to save the person you think you vibe with most for last, okay?
Okay.
All right, so who do you want to play with first?
Kevin.
I want to know what the strategy is.
The strategy is the best first.
Is that the strategy, the best first?
No.
Okay, Amber, well, just know we haven't played yet.
Listen,
so.
you're laying out bad vibes.
Yeah.
I am.
Keep all right. The vibes chill.
Connect with Amber. Connect with her.
Okay, let's connect.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds are on the clock. Amber, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Kevin, how about you?
Yes.
And go.
This is the opposite of short, height-wise.
Tall.
Yes. This is black things that use to start a grill.
Charcoal.
No, you'll get this if you're bad for Christmas.
Coal.
Yes. Okay. Hey, Tangle, her hair, like, does magical
Rapunzel.
Powers. What?
Rapunzel.
No. Like, her power with her hair, it, like, revives, like, wounds.
What? What was that?
Heel?
Who are...
Your clue was to go with Rapunzel?
Doesn't her hair heal wounds?
Out of all the things, you could have just said the human body's ability to repair itself.
Okay, see, that would have been better.
You were a biology major.
Don't. She threw me off by saying I'm the worst.
And she was right. All right, Kevin's all done. All right, now you got 2 points on that one, so you got some work to do. So who's next, me or Katie?
Katie.
All righty. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Amber, you ready again?
I'm ready.
Go.
What does the blank say?
Fox.
Yes. This is what you use to open a bottle of wine.
Corkscrew.
Yes. When you want to get a job, you have to go in first where they kind of talk back and forth at you. What is
interview.
That? Yes.
Interview.
If something is big news, you would find it on where on in the newspaper?
Front page.
Yes. Louis Vuitton.
Oh, man. What happened on that last one?
It was spiked heels.
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
You got to divide that word up, I guess. What? I don't even know what a spiked heel is.
I think it's like a stiletto, but we just don't really call it
Amber,
that.
What's a spiked heel?
I would say a stiletto.
Yeah.
All right.
Me too.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. So you've got 6 points. You can do this. You can do this.
All right.
All right. We're going to go through this entire one together. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock and go. These are little women who sell cookies.
Girl Scouts.
Yes. These go inside your shoes, over your feet, inside your shoes.
Socks.
Yes. Okay. This is where you get your prescription drugs. The?
Pharmacy.
Yes. What is a baby horse called?
A calf.
Another word for it. My little...
pony.
Yes!
Wow!
Okay, and this was the heel, the first word of the heel! Spikes. Dang it.
How many did she have?
4.
She got 4.
Okay, so that's 8. So
that's 10 points.
That's close enough as
All
far
right,
as I'm concerned.
Katie says that's
Both
close
people,
enough.
The last few times we've played this... it has been a bloodbath.
I blame Katie.
Why do you blame me?
You got the same points as me. Be better.
I got 4 points. How many did you get, bitch?
No, we got 3-3. No.
No, you got 2 points. Guys, I hate it when we fight. I hate it when we fight in front of company of all things, too. Amber, we're going to give you the tickets anyway. So congratulations, okay?
Oh, yay, thank
you're
going to
go see Imagine
Dragons.
We love you too. You're going to go see Imagine Dragons at Toyota Amphitheater on October 2nd. So you got something to look forward to. And of course, you're from Lincoln and you hit me with what's a baby horse called? And you give me the technical name for it. It's a colt. All right. It's okay. Congratulations. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.